Hello, this is Richard Martin from The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, December the 27th, 2019. And I hope you had a wonderful Christmas and that you did eat too much and that you are now working it all off and getting ready for the end-of-year festivities. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 14 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, which is to be found on my Podbean page, over to the left, under the heading Links. Please open it and follow the instructions. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So, without further ado, let's talk about the show. Well, I've got a very, very long piece at the beginning of this show, as you can see from the title, The Great Reset. I'm going to talk about preparing for the crisis, in as much as up till now we just ignore the problems, and as you know, ignoring problems never solves them. Things that might have easily been fixed 20 years ago now defy any conventional solutions. It's a bit like getting cancer and just not dealing with it, and in the end, of course, it becomes fatal. Then I will talk about poor Mr. Trump. Is he impeached or isn't he impeached? We need to study that and several other things besides in that context. Then comes what has now become the traditional weekly bad news Boeing's segment. They've just sacked their CEO, by the way, which I'm sure some of you are aware of. Boeing still hasn't submitted everything needed for the FAA to review and approve, so nobody has any idea when their 737 MAX planes will start flying again. It's very serious, and I explain in some detail why it is so serious in this segment. Then I have a short piece on obesity, and it's filled with statistics, a very, very frightening situation, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not sure what the solution is. I'm sure there is a solution, but I don't have it at hand. And then while we're on sickness, we better talk a little bit about cancer. Haven't talked about it for some time, but a recent harsh assessment entitled Cancer Undefeated was published in the New England Journal of Medicine, declaring it open season on any claims of victory. And the criticism has been steady ever since. So I'm afraid it's not good news. But anyway, hopefully I'll shed some light. Then I'm going to talk about the elements of extreme left-wing propaganda, which are based on the idea that truth is subjective and so obviously therefore is morality, which of course is absolute nonsense. The goal of the left, of course, is to take over America's cultural institutions, particularly education. So I'm going to run you through a little bit of how that is being achieved. All right, well now, for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, as I said, I will gladly email you 3 free shows upon demand and individually so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. Just send me an email and in the subject line write sample shows or something similar and I will take care of the rest. And I do hope that after listening to the shows, the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. Anyway, feel free to select any 3 of the shows in the Podbean archives, and if you don't have a preference, I strongly recommend the latest 3 shows because I do discuss a lot of day-to-day information which is coming out and you will have that fresh in your mind. So it gives you a better chance to be able to assess the program itself. So let me finish by giving you my contact information, starting with my email, which is, by the way, on the Podbean page at the top, on my Podbean page. So if you don't get it down right now, do not fear. Podbean is near. Anyway, so it goes, rwlmartin1@aol.com. That's my initials, RWL, and then Martin, number 1. rwlmartin1@aol.com. Now, I also have a Facebook and a Twitter page, and I am this week going to put out a special broadcast for people on Facebook and Twitter. So you might want to listen either to either of them because it will be an exceptional piece. I've never done it before, but I'm going to do one specially for those of you who are not yet donors to the show. My Facebook page is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. Now that's all one word, all lowercase, no spaces, no punctuation, Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. That contains usually short items which are too short for the show, but I'd like you to know about them anyway. My Twitter account deals with the famous one-liners which I've become known for, and they appear on the Twitter page at www.twitter.com/rmwakeupcall. That's RM for Richard Martin and Wake Up Call. Again, all one word, all lowercase, no punctuation. RM Wake Up Call. Okay? Right. So with that, let me wish you a wonderful new year for those of you who do not listen to my December 30th broadcast, and all the best for 2020. Take care of yourselves, ladies and gentlemen. I will be back on Monday, and until then, bye-bye.